This week's Sedra is very interesting. Torah describes Avraham Avinu had Asor and Nisyonos, and Yaakov Avinu had raising children and going at the Golis and dealing with Esav and dealing with Lavan. There's a lot to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, you don't have any stories about, hardly anything about Yitzchak. The Torah just describes Yitzchak. He goes in the footsteps of his father. A lot of times you have the father is a big pioneer, a big original thinker, he comes up with big chidushim. Then the son wants to also be a big mechadish. So who's going to record all the father's chidushim? So you have to have the son who's willing to give up on his originality. Instead of being a big trailblazer, he should be a big mamachanish. He should just go in the footsteps of the father and record and transmit to the next generation the chidushim of the father. So that's how the Zohar comments that Yitzchak Avinu digs the same wells and he calls them with the same names as the father. Goes everything exactly the same as Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak follows Masorah. So then the pasuk continues to tell the story. He wrote Ba'aretz, Vad Harav Harishana Shehayab Me Avraham. So what is Yitzchak going to do? He's going to do exactly the same as Avraham Avinu. He's going to go to Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. He does his Avodas Hashem is that he does everything exactly the way the father says. So he's about to go down to Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him and he says, Al Teret Mitzrayim, Gur Ba'aretz Hazos. You're not allowed to go to Mitzrayim. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, you're not following in the footsteps of your father. Your father was not an oilo tamimo. By korbanos, there's a din. If you take the korban chutz l'makoma, it becomes nifsal b'yotz. Every korban has a makam. So kochi kochim, the makam is the azara. Kochim kam, and the makam is Yerushalayim. But if you take it out of its makam, then it becomes pasal b'yotz. So the Rabban Shalom tells Yitzchak Avinu, you think you're going in the footsteps of your father. A lot of times people think we're doing exactly like our fathers did. It's not exactly. If you live under different circumstances, you live in a different world, the world keeps on changing. You live in a different world, so to do exactly the same as the father a lot of times is already a shinoi in the masar, it's a shinoi in the minig. So the Baruch Shalom says, you're a korban, you were hugdash. He wasn't korei, but you were hugdash as a korban oilo. And your father brought the ayil acha nechas basrach b'kainos, so the avoida that Avraham Avinu did to the ayil is considered as if he did it to Yitzchok. A korban before shechita doesn't become nifsal b'yotzei. So the shechita on the ayil was considered as if it was done to Yitzchok Avinu. So Rabban Shalom says you'll be nifsal b'yotzei. A lot of times people make a mistake. They think they're doing exactly the same as their forefathers. Now there's a whole fight about the mitzitza b'peh. So clearly, our ancestors did mitzitza and they did mitzitza b'peh. At the time that they did mitzitza b'peh, that was the most advanced method of preventing infection. And the Chachamim in the days of the Tanaim, they followed, they were on the cutting edge of science, they were on the cutting edge of medicine, and that, when we look back at Chazal, we look at medical statements in the Gemara, we live. If you look back at a medical book from 50 years ago, you live. The things that they believed in 50 years ago are a joke. Every 10 years, they keep on changing everything. And if you look back, you wonder, how could the doctors have been so stupid to believe that this is this and this is that? That's an impossibility. So you look back in the Gemara, it's ridiculous. But the Gemara, in the days of the time, they were following the latest information of the doctors of their generation, of the scientists of their generation. So at that time, the best way to prevent infection was mitzitza, and the only way to do mitzitza was mitzitza b'peh. The Jews were always at the forefront of following the latest in science and the latest in medicine. The Jews were always doctors. The Jews were always scientists. They were always following the latest news. That's why for so many, when there were plagues, so the Jews suffered less. The Jews suffered less because the women went to mikveh and the men went to mikveh, and there were certain diseases that the men never got because we were circumcised and the goyim were not circumcised. And they finally came to the realization they better circumcise their children also, so that the goyim do circumcision, because they know that it's healthier. So if you come to a generation where the medical world thinks that it's not healthy, so we should be at the forefront. We should be the ones who are pushing that whenever anybody does a circumcision, Jews or goyim, they should do it in the way that's most hygienic and the most healthy way to do it. So instead, all of a sudden, now it's given, no, we have to follow in the footsteps of our forefathers. What are you talking about? We should follow in the footsteps of our forefathers. Our forefathers listen to the scientists of their generation. They listen to the latest in medicine. So we should also listen. We should be the ones who are developing the latest news in medicine. Not that we should be the noshlepers. Mm-hmm. We should be still living from 1,000 years ago. To do things the way they did it. The Jews are always known for being in the forefront of everything. I don't understand this whole machlokes. I don't understand. How could there be such a thing? And even if there's absolutely some of the doctors find absolutely no shred of evidence whatsoever that the incidence of herpes is mashahu more if you did mitzitza bepeh, even if it's true, there's no shred of evidence. They say all of the statistics that the Department of Health presented are all flawed and it doesn't prove anything. Even if there's no shred of evidence. But a suffix it is. So we should have been the ones that said we should stop doing Mila like that. What's a halacha Moshe Mesinai? Some of the Hungarian Rabbanim 100 years ago, when there was a fight whether they should continue to do a lot of maskilim, didn't want to do bris milah, and they didn't want to do mitzitza. So when they had the fight, so the Hungarian Rabbanim went to fight Melchamah, so he said, mitzitza bepez aloch l'moshe mesina. You know and I know and they all know that it's aloch l'moshe mesina. The Hungarian Moyolim will do a bris milah for a non-religious family. They're not going to do a mitzitza bepez, they're going to say a bracha anyway. How can they say bracha is a bracha levat tolev? They're not doing mitzitza bepeh. So the answer, you know and I know, we all know that it's not halacha l'moshe mesina. This was a lashon that the goyim used such a lashon that they said yehorig val yaver. Everything became yehorig val yaver. It's an exaggeration. Yehorig val yaver sometimes it means that it's a din. So here also they said it's halacha l'moshe mesina. We shouldn't change the minhag. But if you live in a generation where it's not medically recommended, so we not that we should listen to the Board of Health. The Rabbanim should decide that that's not the way to do Mila. Rabbi Soloveitchik told this story, and it turned out that it was Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld's bris. He said he attended a bris, and they had an Ungarish Shemoyel, and the Ungarish Shemoyel insisted he's going to do Mitzitza Bepeh. So the Rav kept on insisting he's not going to allow it, and he kept insisting he's going to do Mitzitza Bepeh. So finally, after going back and forth, they were holding up the bris when Yoel Schoenfeld was a little baby. So Rav Soloveitchik told us in Shia that he told the Moyel, if my father would be here, he wouldn't permit you to do mitzitza bepeh. But I am very tolerant. I will permit you to, if you keep on fighting, I will permit you to do mitzitza bepeh. But if his father would be there, he wouldn't allow him to do mitzitza bepeh. I live in Washington Heights. Rabbi Broy wouldn't permit mitzitza bepeh. You want to do mitzitza bepeh? Go somewhere else. Not in my shul. That's the Rabbanim have to be Yomid Allah Mishma. The Rabbanim should be on the forefront of everything. Not Nochshlep is 1,000 years old. That's, I don't understand what's going on. They think that they're following in the Masorah. The Masorah is that we follow the latest in science, we follow the latest in medicine. That's not a Masorah. We do everything exactly the same. They're exactly the same. A lot of times there's a violation. Yitzchak Avinu thought he's doing exactly the same as the father. He was wrong. The Rabbanim told me.
They quote Billy Rubin also the Masorah.
Also a mistake. Okay. Very good.